Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, how's it going?
Hi there. How are you?
Doing okay. Here we are with the return of Roni. Roni in Puerto Rico. Before we dive into our recap, of course, go to watchwhatcrappens.com and get tickets to our Mounting Hysteria tour, which is going to launch in about 2 weeks in San Francisco and San Diego. And then the week after that is the Golden Crappies at Town Hall. That's going to be such an amazing show. We already have some people booked, and we are booked and blessed. It's going to be a great show. So you can vote for round one of the nominations by going to watchwhatcrappens.com. There's a ballot there. It's really fun. Send it to all your friends who love Bravo too. And hopefully we'll see you at the show. And then after that, we're going to Salt Lake City and Denver. So we've got a really packed few weeks coming up. And of course, we have many, many other cities to go to. And also stay tuned for a few more cities we may add to the tour. So we will have updates on that as soon as we have them. Also on Patreon this week, The Traitors is back. So we have a two-part cast breakdown. We already released part one of that bonus episode. Part two will be later this week. And then, of course, Thursday night is The Traitors premiere. So we're going to recap that on our Patreon. It's going to be great. So excited for that season. So go check that out. Patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And now
there you go. We can nailed
pivot
it
over. Thank you. Thank you for that validation. Now we can pivot over to Real Housewives of New York.
Yes, let's do it.
So
hi. What? Real Housewives of New York.
Isn't that fun to just pivot into it? So we're back here. It's Puerto Rico day two. This is our third episode in Puerto Rico. And Sai and Aaron and Bryn, they're just hanging out on pool chairs. And they're just talking. Aaron's talking about babysitting. She's like, by the way, you can babysit my kids anytime. And Sai is like, yeah, she should take Jessel's kids. And Aaron's like, yeah, good luck with that. Jessel's kids, am I right?
So now begins one of many scenes today of Bryn just coming in and being an evil asshole just for no reason. Like, really just trying. I get that, you know, on some other shows, I feel like I would say, well, at least she's trying to make something happen. But it's so forced and just so nasty. She's such an asshole. I mean, she's really becoming worse with every episode. Wow. I can't stress. So now they just start talking about Jessel and Pavitt's relationship and how it seems so fake and how they're basically friends and they're not even in love with each other. And it's so gross because, you know, she brings up this conversation. She's like, do you remember him last year when we were in Anguilla and we were talking to Jessel and we went around and we were like, who's the love of your life? And you said David and you said Abe. And she just goes straight up at this guy. Do you remember? It's like, wow. So now you're just going to try and wreck somebody's marriage who's been nothing but nice to you. What is wrong with you, dude?
Yeah.
Like, why are you like this?
Bryn is trying so hard and she just loves being nasty. And then when it comes back to get her, she just gets so offended by it. So
how could you say that about a woman? You're a nasty, nasty, nasty person. You're a nasty human being. You're an asshole. I can't believe anybody speaks to you on this show.
Yeah. So Bryn's like mocking it. She's like, yeah, she's like, he's the love of my life. He's the only one. And meanwhile, we just see Jessel's in her room. She's like, oh my God, Bryn used half my lotion. This is like not body lotion. It's face lotion.
Which just makes it even worse. You go use someone's expensive cream and then try and ruin their life. Like, gross. So she's like, yeah, and like she really loved him, but then her family wouldn't let her marry him because he's not Indian, so they didn't let her be with him. I mean, Indians, am I right?
Jessel was like, yeah, he's this like really hot African-American guy. And like Uba and I lost our mind and we're like, tell us more, Jessel.
And the producer says, so who is this guy? And she's like, I don't know. I can't find him. And you know that she's tried.
She has definitely tried. Definitely. So Brenda's like,
I mean, how would it feel to say to the person you're married to right now, Dave, Abe, like if you were like deep down, if you knew like deep down the love of your life was like with someone else, you guys like maybe want to like
have
all of your marriages get ruined? I don't know.
I mean, isn't that so sad, Bryn? Almost as sad as the love of your life being some dude in real estate that you're trying to trick into having a baby so you can get his money for the rest of your life. I mean, you are the saddest fucking lady. So then Sai's like, well, I wouldn't be able to fuck David, that's for sure. Like, how do you fuck your husband when you're in love with somebody else?
Yeah, Bryn tells us, Aaron and Sai and I used to have this like little clique, and I think it's just like shit that we'd like bond over, like let's make fun of Jessel, but like I think we wanted to have our little group back, and like I miss having fun with him and like talking shit with him.
I was like, wow, great goals, having like, who ever goes onto TV and says, I miss having being part of like a Mean Girls clique, let's have the Mean Girls clique back together.
Yeah, it's hard for her doing it alone. This whole season, she's been trying to do it alone. And so now she's going to try and bring people onto her boat of misery, her sinking boat of misery. So she's like, well, I don't see romantic love there. I would call it co-piloting. Well, more than I can say for you, fucking lady on a lime scooter.
Saren's like, it just doesn't feel sexual with these guys.
Yeah, like I call you guys and you're like, Dave's going down, man. And then like, you're like trying to do like a partnership agreement. And then like, I call your house Aaron in the Hamptons. And you're like, guys, I just fucked in the pantry.
And you're masturbating in your fifth floor walk up. So cry harder. So Aaron's like, yeah, Jessel and Pava definitely just seem like friends. Like, you can picture Abe and I having sex, right? Not really. I try not to.
I know. I try not to have sexual visions of like Daniel Webster. And she's like, yeah, but it's like different with them. I'm like, well, you know, maybe I don't think of them being sexual because all last season was a story about how IVF was and giving birth was like deeply painful and traumatic for her. And she is like, it's just like being sexual is like not high on her priorities. So like, maybe that's why I'm not picking up on that vibe. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
You know what? I also don't get the vibe that he's selling her Bitcoin without telling her.
Yeah, I'm not getting that vibe. Like, they act like it's the worst thing in the world. Like, they just seem like they're friends. Oh,
God. Yeah, forbid. They seem like they're best friends and they're making a life together. What assholes.
I know. God forbid.
So Brent's like, I mean, I like chilling with Pavit. I like us drinking. Like, we laugh. We make fun of Jessel. And so I was like, I can't fuck with him. You know, I don't care how funny he is. When somebody calls a woman a bitch and doesn't apologize, I'm good on you. And she's doing this thing where she just keeps playing with her hair nervously the whole time. Mm-hmm. And Brent's like, yeah, I get that. I get it. And Aaron goes, yeah, what about bipolar? He called you that, too. She goes, yeah, bipolar, bitch. And then we see a flashback to Pavit saying, is she a diva? No. Is she bipolar? Yeah. Did I call Sai a bitch? Probably. And if I did, she's a bitch. Which wasn't great.
No, not a great moment.
None of them are necessarily wrong on this one. I have to say, Sai's not really wrong on this one.
Yeah, I would not think that Sai should forgive Pavit for any of this stuff. So, but she's like, no, I've gone to a
place with Jessel that I'm really happy with. And I don't know if she understands it or realizes that I'm ignoring her husband because we won't discuss it. Her husband, like, but like, if Bobbitt's in the room, I just act like he's not there. You know, my ignore game is top tier.
And then we see flashbacks of her ignoring Bobbitt. And it doesn't seem like except he seems totally unfazed by it. It's not like he's like trying to go up to her and say hi to her. He's just standing there staring off at a sconce. Like, okay, well, I guess I'm at a party.
Yeah, he thinks she's a bipolar bitch. Like, literally all he's doing is looking for banh mi's.
Yeah.
He's, like, looking at the food being passed. So Aaron's like, yeah, like, I love Jessel. We all love Jessel. But we just, like, get, like, frustrated about the level of, wait for it, openness and honesty.
What it has to be, where is the issue? What's happening? What is she holding back that you are demanding? So I was like,
she's happy. There's a lack of transparency. Yeah.
She's happy. What do you want from her? What has Sai been open and honest about in her marriage? Really? Nothing. What Sai, the other one doesn't have one. And Aaron's too open and honest. Like, I don't want to hear any of this shit from her. So Aaron's like, yeah, well, she's upset with you too. Like, I mean, don't worry. I can start shit too, Bryn. You want to start shit with Jessel? I'll up the ante and start even more shit with Jessel. And Bryn's like, why would she be mad at me? She's like, well, yeah, she's pissed at you. She's really fucking pissed at you. And she's never been more mad at anyone else in this group. Because you kind of... These two. Aaron and Bryn just...
Blatant.
Just like bias. Pointless assholery, you know?
Yeah. She's saying, like, yeah, apparently, like, you caught her in line at a photo shoot and she was supposed to be out, like, that, and, like, because she has kids and she had to go to the toddlers and you were like, it's okay, babe, I'll just go first. And you, like, went before her.
She goes, yeah, I did say it's okay, babe. And, like, I went up to her and I said, you take a really long time to take photos, so I'm going to go next because I have to get home to my dog because I have a puppy and she's going to pee in the house when she's alone.
Well, what do you think kids do?
Yeah. Oh, the kids will be fine.
They'll fit and spread it all over the walls. At least dogs don't have opposable thumbs.
Yeah. So she goes, by the way, you call me a social climber, and that's fine. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. Don't you accept it? Like any invite, she will say yes to. Like any invite. Like, how desperate.
I'm like, you guys are all on the Real Housewives of New York. Don't act like you're not all thirsty bitches.
Yeah, and she's like,
yeah, I'm talking shit right now because I'm, like, irritated. But, like, I've noticed it's nonstop about the event. Like, the thing that got me was the kid's birthday party. Like, photographers at a kid's birthday party.
It's, and then we see a photo, like, a professional photos of Jessel and the family. And it's fine.
Burn her at the stake.
I know. I mean, I think what they sort of get to what really bothers them later on, which is that essentially they're like, it's just she's getting annoying with like having like lots of glam and photos and just like they probably all are waiting for her. So like, why don't just say it? That say it. Like, why do you wait so long and saying like she's not being authentic? So she goes, I honest to God don't know anymore. If she asked me to Netflix and chill, I don't know. Is there gonna be like a photographer there?
And is he single?
She goes,
I mean, old Jessel has had a different face and different teeth. And she's like more chill, way more chill. Sorry, I said it. It's the truth.
And so I was like, yeah, everything's a photo op moment. Hold on. I got to get some content for Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, I know Sai. Cool.
Shoes by Mayberry.
Sai, who pulled up at like Aaron's house 2 years in a row with like a rack of looks to wear so that way she could turn the trip into a backdrop for her social media, is now complaining that Jessel wants to have photo op moments.
Literally can't go 5 minutes without taking a selfie for Instagram. Ridiculous. So Aaron's like, Bryn has a point. Like, glam sometimes is out of place. Like a kid's birthday party. Aren't you the one who had a sponsored engagement party with photographers everywhere when it wasn't even your fucking... a wedding anniversary or your like renewal of your vows when it wasn't even your wedding anniversary? Please get the fuck out of here, you fucking hypocrites. Go find something to do, you fishwives. You are the worst.
I mean, I have often felt like glam has been one of the detractions of the Real Housewives. You know, I often enjoyed the old Real Housewives because they would just put on their own makeup and go. And I really thought that was a little bit more, I always enjoyed that. But I just always think I think it's crazy that Aaron is like shocked that Jessel would have glam. Jessel, who was, by the way, the breakout star of last season, and she is the one that got like all the articles written about her. So she's going to have her star moment. So in a rare moment, I will say, let her have her fucking glam.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. They're just picking at things. And I think that's why they're picking at things, because she was the breakout star last year. So exactly. Now they're just trying to come up with reasons to break her down, even though she's been completely lovely to everybody this season and done nothing wrong. And even the thing they just brought up against her, like that she said against Bryn, they literally asked her the question, who have you ever been mad? Have you ever been mad at Bryn? It's like they're playing an improv game where they're like, say it and then we'll build on that. You know,
yeah,
they're just being dicks. It's like, this isn't fun. Just being assholes to be assholes.
But also, like, why did it take you guys all season to get around to this? Because you guys are being assholes. But also, this show is infinitely better when Jessel is centered. And she's been really on the periphery all season long. She has some storylines here or there, but we've been mired in like kind of uninteresting storyline after uninteresting storyline. I don't agree with anything that they're doing, but I do appreciate that they finally looped Jessel in to some drama, because guess what? Now I'm fired up. And it feels nice to get fired up with this show once in a while.
You know, it's fun to get like fired up in a fun way. I just think they're just being, they're just horrible. They're just horrible people, you know? So then they get ready to go out to the restaurant and, do you have espresso martinis? Would I expect you to order anything else, you basic ass? So they order four of those. And Uba's like, do you have anything very delicious, less sugary, but it's virgin? Okay, two passion fruit martini mojitos it is.
Yes.
Do you have mezcal?
What? Oh, really? What kind? And then they're like, Aaron, like, okay. They start making fun of Aaron, saying like, oh yeah, do you carry mezcal? It's our mezcal that my husband and I created in our garage. And then Rebecca is like, yeah, use Aaron 15 and you can get that discount. I'm like, oh my God, Rebecca's talking shit. Cool.
I didn't think you had it in you.
It's literally the lightest so then, shit of all time, by the way.
Sai's like, well, last night was so funny. Your vagina hair. That was hysterical, Jenna.
And Jenna's like, wait, guys, I have a picture. It's like so much. Okay, look at it. So she shows them all a picture of her vagina hair and they start cracking up and they're like, wow. Sai's like, it looks like one of those dogs with the long straight hair and pigtails.
Yeah, they draw it. The producers give them all whiteboards to draw it, which is, you know. I mean, it is bizarre to think about, but this went on for too long, if you ask me.
I thought that shit was funny. So they all have their opinions, you know. And Rebecca's like, why don't you trim that? It looks like a mustache.
Yeah. So John's like, I just didn't expect them all to laugh so hard. Oh, by the way, what did you guys talk about by the pool? I missed it. So Bryn's like, well, so I heard that Jessel's like mad at me. And everyone's like, well, it's not that she's like currently mad, but she was mad before. I'm like, you said
that she told me that when we were at a... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, man. Sorry.
You said she was more mad at you than she's ever been at anyone in her life.
This is so Aaron. Why are you overreacting? I just said she basically compared you to Hitler.
Yeah.
So Aaron, she's like, yeah, you know, she told me that when we were at a photo shoot, she was really pissed at Bryn. And so Jessel can kind of tell they're talking shit. So she looks over and she's like, yeah, Jenna was asking why you were upset with Bryn. She's like, yeah, what's this about? I hear you're mad.
Yeah. And so, Jessel's like, don't you remember? She goes like, no, but I heard you're upset. So like, cause you always love me, but I wasn't so upset. Someone asked me, have you ever been upset with Bryn? And I was like, never, except for this one time when she was just like a raging bitch. You know, I was waiting for the photographer and you stepped right in front of me and took those pictures without even telling me that you were going to go in front of me.
And Bryn's like, oh my God, a stab in the heart.
Listen, the kids eat dinner at 6, but they don't really eat dinner at 6. That's just when we put the food in front of them and then they throw it around the kitchen. They do that at 6 o'clock. And then I have to go home.
And get this, she jumps in front of me because her quote-unquote puppy needs her. And I mean quote-unquote, who knows if it's even a puppy? I don't even know what that thing is. And Jessel's like, yeah, I was upset for 30 seconds. Like, who cares? And Bryn's like, well, I'm sorry that I did that because it was rude, but I'm going to be honest with you. No, that's all you needed to say.
Yeah.
Really, just end it. She's like, sometimes with you, it's a lot of like kids' birthday photographers, your birthday photographers. It's like a lot of photographers.
Yeah, image control. She's like, what are you talking about? Kids' birthday photography. I had a photographer my kid's birthday. By the way, let's not forget that Jessel works in PR. This is kind of her thing. So Bryn's like, yeah, but then at your birthday too, you had like a photographer. Like what? Who has a photographer at your birthday?
I mean, this is kind of a retread of Beverly Hills, right? The thing against Dorit. Like, oh my God, Dorit's making everybody wait because she's doing glam. But Jessel's not making you guys wait, unless you're not saying it.
Yeah.
But you guys are just being dicks to be dicks. Since when do housewives get mad that the other housewives take pictures of themselves? It's just weird. Especially when your whole thing of your show, like the ad before this was like, guys, watch Real Housewives of New York. It's all fashion and glamour and fashion and glamour. Literally nothing else. But there's fashion and glamour and people saying hello to each other for 10 minutes straight. And now you're mad at those photographers?
Yeah. I mean, if the issue were that Jessel was ignoring people, she wasn't answering the phone, she wasn't getting back to you, but then she's doing all this stuff and she's like, oh, it's gone to her head. But now we're this deep in the season and suddenly it's an issue that Jessel has glam and hires photographers. Come on.
Silliness.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hello, ladies and germs, boys and girls. The Grinch is back again to ruin your Christmas season with Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast. After last year, he's learned a thing or two about hosting, and he's ready to rant against Christmas cheer and roast his celebrity guests like chestnuts on an open fire. You can listen with the whole family as guest stars like John Hamm, Brittany Broski, and Danny DeVito try to persuade the mean old Grinch that there's a lot to love about the insufferable holiday season. But that's not all. Somebody stole all the Children of Whoville's letters to Santa, and everybody thinks the Grinch is responsible. It's a real Whoville whodunit. Can Cindy Lou and Max help clear the Grinch's name? Grab your hot cocoa and cozy slippers to find out. Follow Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Unlock weekly Christmas mystery bonus content and listen to every episode ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
They say Hollywood is where dreams are made. A seductive city where many flock to get rich, be adored, and capture America's heart. But when the spotlight turns off, fame, fortune, and lives can disappear in an instant. When TV producer Roy Radin was found dead in a canyon near LA in 1983, there were many questions surrounding his death. The last person seen with him was Lainey Jacobs, a seductive cocaine dealer who desperately wanted to be part of the Hollywood elite. Together, they were trying to break into the movie industry. But things took a dark turn when $1 million worth of cocaine and cash went missing. From Wondery comes a new season of the hit show Hollywood and Crime, The Cotton Club Murder. Follow Hollywood and Crime, The Cotton Club Murder on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Cotton Club Murder early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So she's like, yeah, and then you take pictures that we all take together and then you give them to people. And then we see a flashback of Jessel taking a picture with Jen at a party and then we see it in a magazine.
And Jessel's like, okay, so now you're mad that I'm getting you guys into people?
Yeah, it's just...
Okay.
So Raquel does her thing that she does this episode and what she does most episodes, which is she goes, I mean, I think it's she's doing what she likes. That's kind of like all Raquel does all season. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe she just knocked you over that bicycle. I don't know. I think she was just walking there. Thanks, Raquel. Thanks.
Well, she's got sense on she's trying to be sent. She has sense and she's sat at a table with a constant child who's trying to start fights about nothing again. It's like she couldn't start the fight with Rebecca. She couldn't start the fight with Aaron. She couldn't start the fight with. So she's just moving down the line, which they point out later that she is literally just moving down a line. So she's like, no, because Jessel's like, well, I'm not supposed to have hair and makeup for my own party. What about you? You don't have glam for your birthday? And she's like, no, I show up drunk and I do my own makeup. I'm like, that's like my whole MO.
Yeah. And Jessel's like, I'm just curious. I mean, you do boo and I just never call you out. And Raquel's like, I mean, if Jessel wants to put on makeup and hire a photographer and take photographs of herself, let her do it. I mean, why the fuck do I care? Who gives a shit? I'm like, okay. I still don't understand why Raquel is here. I mean, I'm done being like, oh my God, she's so interesting and nice. She is, but I really don't understand why she's here.
I like her. I mean, I feel like she's at least like I don't know. There's something like, I like her. I have no problem with her. I think the problems here are Bryn. I think the problem here is Bryn. Like, I'm not even going to turn it to anybody else because Bryn is the worst. Bryn and Aaron. But Aaron has a sensitive episode, so I'll be nicer to her today. But man, Bryn and Aaron. Aaron too.
Well, yeah. It's not a Raquel over Bryn. It's just like, I just want Raquel to contribute more than what she does.
Literally everybody on this show needs to contribute more, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's bad. So Bryn's like, well, I just want to hang out with you and the kids and be chill. No, you don't. No, you fucking don't. Why would she let you anyway? You'd come over there and talk shit about them the second that you left, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, well, then come over. I'm not sitting in hair and makeup on a Sunday afternoon with my kids. I'm sitting there at the couch that's very white, covered in saran wrap because those little monsters get things everywhere, telling Parvat he's stupid and to get the kids before I throw them all out the window. All right. And she's like, well, I don't know. You're in hair and makeup every day.
What are you talking about? Well, it just feels that way.
And Rebecca's like, well, I think that Jessel's completely fucking right. Serve it up. And Bryn's doing it too. I mean, which is the irony, right? And then we just see lots of photos of Bryn doing like Bryn and glam, Bryn doing like, you know, posing runway shots and things like that. Like just as guilty as Jessel of doing glam and photography stuff.
Yeah, and Uber's like, I'm dumbfounded. Jessel is having the time of her life. Bryn, don't be bitter. Be better.
I just think it's like one thing about our friendship is that you've been irritated about is like everything is like related to photography. She's like, but I was asking a question. Have you been upset with Bryn? And I told the answer and that was it. It wasn't a big deal.
She's so annoying. She's like, the one thing about our friendship that you've been irritated about is related to photography. So she's taking photography. She's like, so what's your problem with photography?
Yeah, I guess maybe Bryn is saying like you're so annoying with photography all the time. And of course, the one thing that like I got you mad about is that I took your chance to have a photographer when you have photos. That's what she should have said is like, you always have photographers around. So like, I'm sorry that I jumped in front of you the one time. Meanwhile, you have photo shoots every single day. So what's the big deal? Like, that's what she should have said. But like, it's all such a stupid
argument. No, so wouldn't it work? Because you still cut in line. You still cut in line with someone who had to be home with their kids because you have a fucking puppy. Give me a break. And I'm a man with a dog. That is my kid. And I would still get the fuck out of the way for someone with kids. Dogs can hold it.
So Aaron's like, so, I mean, what's wrong with your brain? Why are you yelling at me? You always attack me instead of the people that are like in it. It's like the reason why you get yelled at, Aaron, is because you are the one who stirs this up. Like, you dropped this in here. You said that this is the most angry Jessel has ever been at anyone in the group. And you wind up Bryn, and Bryn is wanting to be wound up, by the way. And you are as guilty in this situation as Bryn is.
Yeah, it's very Aaron to start things and go, why are you attacking me?
Yeah.
And Jessel's like, oh my God, I never attack you. So then we see flashbacks that are supposedly Jessel attacking. And it's like, this is what happens. She's your fucking pet parrot, pointing to Uba. And Sai's like, my pet parrot's talking, so she's not even involved. And then we see a flashback to the reunion where Jessel's like, you insinuated my husband was cheating on me. And Aaron's like, I did not. You're just looking at me. She's like, I'm making my way down. This is very flimsy evidence of Jessel attacking Aaron.
Yeah.
Especially because they were insinuating that her husband was cheating.
Exactly. So Rebecca's like, okay, guys, just to clarify, we asked, have you ever been mad at Bryn? And she answered the question and she didn't say I was like so mad or I was harboring or festering on this. And it's like the worst thing she ever did. And then like, no one listens to Rebecca.
Everybody just stares at her and keeps eating. And she's like, sorry, I tried to stand up for you, but no one gives a shit when I talk. So
whatever.
So Jessel's like, so you literally said, have you ever been upset with Bryn? And Aaron's like, well, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to you. Like, I literally can't with you. Look at crazy Jessel, like being so crazy and attacking everybody. Fucking gaslighter.
Yeah.
So then she's like, yeah, such a liar. She's terrified of Bryn and she can't actually be mad at Bryn. So she has to be mad at me.
Literally not the situation. She's mad at you because you over-exaggerated a situation yet again. So meanwhile, Uba, her stomach hurts, so she's not really eating. And so she's sort of like being chill in the corner and just like on her phone. and she doesn't feel
so
well.
So then Brynn's talking across the table and she's like, you have to listen to me, Erin. Certain people don't like you. And Erin's like, well, yeah, like I'm so nice to her. She's like, yeah, deep down, Uba doesn't like you either. Promise, I can tell. She hates you. Just look at how Uba hates you. Oh, you're so vile. You're like one of those fucking evil little eels in the Disney movie in Little Mermaid. Just eviling for no reason. They're more entertaining. It's like at least Iago. They have somebody who sings good numbers controlling them. You just have fucking Erin.
Yeah. So Jessel's like, what are you guys talking about? If you have something to say, and Erin's like, just shh, don't shoo me. Shh. If you have something to say, say it. I don't want to say anything to you, but I would never talk about you at the table like that. Just shut up. I can't.
Whoa, okay, here we go again with shut up. And then we see Erin just saying shut up all the time. And then it moves to Uba saying shut up a few times. So Raquel's like, oh my God, the go-to is shut up. Like, can't we think of something else to say?
So Uba is like, it is still continue. And Jess is like, of course. She goes like, what? So Uba's saying she doesn't feel well. She's checked out. And Brynn is being messy. And she's just like, I don't want to have to like get into this, you know, because I'll get into it. Because I'm loyal to Jessel, but I don't want to get into it. I'm not in the mood. So what's the first thing that happens? She gets right into it. So Uba's like,
well, yeah, because they keep pushing her. They just keep poking at her. Brynn's sitting there poking at her. Uba's like, just stay away, Jessel. And Jessel goes, yeah. She goes, what? What, Uba? She goes, mind your own business. She's like, what'd you say, Uba? Why do you want to know? Because you're boring me. And that's why I want to know. Fuck around, find out, Brynn, and then cry later about what a victim you are. Yeah. And you too, Erin.
Stupid people play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I love that phrase. And she's about to win a big prize. So now Brynn's like, yeah, you're boring to me. That's what I want to know. I think Brynn is like I think her big insecurity is that like if people aren't like laughing at what she's doing or charmed by her, she sees them as like an enemy. And then she's going to like be really nasty to them when Uba is merely just like under the weather and just as tired and looking at her phone. So Uba's like, oh, I'm boring you?
Just clearly, I don't even think she's looking for a laugh. I think she's clearly just trying to start a fight. It's like she just wants, because she equates that with being a good housewife, which is why she was always trying to start with Rebecca and trying to coach Rebecca on how to do it. That's all she knows how to do. She's got nothing. She's got nothing going on that one.
Yeah.
So she keeps pushing her and Uba won't give in. She just kind of sits there. So Jessel's like, well, what's next on the menu? And Brynn's like, Uba said in the car right now that she doesn't care if we all die, Si. What do you think about that? She wants us to die.
And then we see a flashback where Uba was in the car and she had her light on. Yeah. And Brynn's like, can you shut the light off? Brynn really has an issue with photography and photography equipment. If there's a lighting rig, if there's a lens, if there's a tripod... It's an issue for her. So she's like, no, I'm doing my face. And she goes like, but there's a man driving us. You don't need to put your light on. And she's like, he doesn't care. He doesn't, whatever. She's basically saying, turn your light off.
And Uba's like, relax. And Brynn's like, nobody cares, Uba. She goes, I care. You don't, and you shouldn't. And then Brynn's like, well, the rest of the world doesn't care either. And she's like, and I don't give a fuck about the world and you. The world and you can both die. So that's like, oh no. She's a terrorist.
To die.
She's a terrorist. Get Uba.
And then Brynn's like, oh my God, that like went from like 0 to 1600 like so quick, which is what she always does. I mean, I think that she actually is on a mission to make Uba look like the angry black woman. I think that like when Uba spurned her advice earlier in the season, I think that Brynn is like now trying to punish her maybe and be like, fine, now you're going to see what it's like or something like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm out of pocket.
She just keeps
that.
Poking her and poking her and then acts like a total victim when she gets yelled at finally, you know?
She's like, wow. So then
she's like, oh my God,
so
Uba's sleeping. And so it cuts to Uba and she's like sleeping in her chair. And Uba's like, I know what she's going. She's going down the line. And that is exactly what she's doing, you know? What mm-hmm. are you, the third or fourth person today?
Yeah. So that's the problem with Brynn. Nobody's safe. So Brynn's like, Uba, why are you here if you're just going to sit on your phone? Why are you here, Uba who? As if Brynn, when she's in a mood, does not get all sullen and sulky and put her face into her phone,
terrible.
Too. Yeah.
So she's like, you stay the fuck away from my side. Oh, Uba's like, you stay the fuck away from my side. I have a headache. I'm tired. She's like, then why are you here then? Go home. Go home, man. Why don't you just go home?
It's none of your fucking business. It's not of any of your fucking business. Should I spell that out for you or is it not loud enough? She's like, no, I can't. She's like, it's none of your business what I'm doing over here. Go fuck yourself, Bryn.
And she's like, well, okay, but we're having a conversation and you're doing nothing. You're not having a conversation. You're just trying to start fights with everybody.
Yes.
And she's like, yeah, I don't want to be in this conversation. She goes, then leave. And she's like, you be bullied to other people. I'm not your girl. And Rebecca's like, oh my God, can we just get a meal without fucking fighting? This is fucking crazy. And I have purses from Wicked. Talk about fighting. Wow.
Guys, if this fighting goes on any further, I'm going to urinate all over this floor. It's like, oh, Rebecca. So Uba's like mocking Bryn. She's like, oh, why are you here? Why are you here? Why? Get the fuck out of here. I love Uba. No patience moment for this gnat that is Bryn. And I love that.
I loved Uba here. I mean, I'm so glad that someone's just telling her to shut the fuck up. She's such an asshole and she doesn't stop. Like, you're giving, at the same time, you're kind of giving her what she wants, you know, because now she's just going, you know. So Uba's like, well, Raquel invited me here. That's why I'm here. The audacity, the audacity. You know, I'm not Jesus. I never turned a cheek.
Everyone around me knows that. So now they're going to go back to the Sprinter van. And, you know, Bryn is telling us, like, why can't I just ask, like, why are you here? I like interrogative statements. I enjoy questions. I'm a curious person. And she's mad at everyone who disagrees with her. And if you say anything that she doesn't like, she flies off the handle.
You're not disagreeing with her. You're not having an argument about anything. You're being annoying. You're being obnoxious. You're being a brat. You're regressing to being a sixth grade bully to someone who is just tired and cranky and doesn't feel well. It's not an issue. You're not having a debate about anything. You're not disagreeing about anything. You're just being a pest.
Yeah, and it was like, why are you here? Why are you here? Imitating her. And she goes, I'm here to shave fucking Jenna pussy. And so Jenna's like, wow, wow, wow. Well, I'm at the end of the hall, so bring some shaving cream. And so now they're in the van, and Bryn's like, Aaron, you need to come back here, please. And Uba's like, not nice, bully. You know, it's bully telling people what to do. I don't have to do anything. I got this job by being me. I didn't lie who I was, nothing. So unless maybe she slept with somebody to get this job, that's a different story. Don't tell me what to do, which is all Bryn needed. Because now she's like, did you just say I slept with someone to get this job? No, she clearly did not say that you slept with somebody to get this job. She says she doesn't have any idea how you got this job. Maybe you slept with somebody. She doesn't know.
Yeah,
she's being sarcastic to make a point. But now Bryn's like, oh my God, how dare you speak to a woman like that?
Bryn, who just said that Uba
please can't just fire her. Please just pull the van over and kick her out. I can't. She is terrible. Your show is terrible. And it's this. This is your show.
I mean, Bryn literally just said that Uba can't hear a single thing that she disagrees with. She flies off the handle. And then here comes Bryn, who hears this and now is like, excuse me? And Uba's like, well, however the fuck you got this job, don't tell me what to do. She was like, don't say shit like that. You're saying I slept with somebody to get on this show? You know, I think it's the most disgusting thing you can say to someone, to a woman. I'm like, oh, suddenly now the lady who's been trying to tear down all the successful women around her is now going to play that card.
Right.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Raquel's like, I wouldn't have gone there. I'm just a woman and a woman's worth. I'm like, oh God, for Christ's sake. So Bryn's like, yeah, like, she's like, Bryn has been having to fight against the stereotypes that women fight against. Okay. I'm not saying that what you're saying is wrong. Uba clearly did not say that. And now Bryn is trying to nail herself to a cross and you're helping her. Just stop. You're doing nothing anyway. So just stop. We don't need this. So then Bryn's like, you're a 6-foot toddler. And Aaron's like, yeah, saying Bryn slept with someone to get on the show is just not okay.
Oh, okay. So this is where, okay, got it, got it. But no. It's okay for Bryn to go around and spread rumors about Rebecca to other people that she knows are just rumors as part of a prank.
Exactly. So, or suggest that Jessel just wants to sleep with some other guy and doesn't even want to fuck her own husband, yeah. Which she did 5 minutes ago. Yes. So that's okay. Yeah, that's Bryn really, really there for women. You know, it's always Bryn who screams, yes, you can't treat women like this after she's an asshole every single time. You can't use that. You're around other women, girl. That you're destroying on purpose.
At least Erin clocks the other side of it, which is that she says, at the same time, Bryn knows that Uba gets hot, and it feels like Bryn is intentionally poking at her. She'll push her buttons until Uba has a big reaction, and then she'll kind of sit back and be like, whoa, why are you acting like that? And that's exactly correct. And I wish that they kind of confronted Bryn about that a little bit more, because they can obviously see it happening.
No, Erin sees it, but then she's going to be like, but I'm still on Bryn's side because she'll antagonize everybody with me, you know? So I can call that out and act like I'm rational, but then I'm still going to team up with Bryn to try and take everybody down for literally no reason. So then they get back and Uba's like, bitches be tripping. And Erin's like, are you okay? Everyone's like, are you okay, Uba? And she's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. So then Jessel's like, so Erin, are you going to stay mad at me? Now look at how Jessel has to go make things good with Erin when Erin started all the shit with Jessel.
Yeah, exactly. So Erin's like, well, we can talk about it. Jessel, I didn't. And Jessel's like, I didn't even. I'm sorry. Erin says, Jessel, I didn't even do anything. And you directed to me and you just like got so mad at me. And Jessel's like, well, but you did tell Bryn, and Bryn and I, like, we settled it that day and I wasn't that pissed. And it's what you said, you know, Erin says, it's what you said, Jessel, in the moment, but it wasn't like after the fact. Anyway, listen, at the end of the day, I think you and I are in a good place and I don't want to go backwards. I want to go forwards. We had a little bump in the road. I guess Jessel was saying all that. Whatever. I can't read my own notes today. It's fine.
So Jessel's like, okay, you can borrow my eyeshadow again tomorrow and my blush. And she hugs her because she needs these girls to be nice for whatever reason. Just to cut them off. They're horrible. So Jessel's like, oh my God, does Erin have a short fuse because of everything she's dealing with? Potentially. But I don't see it as I did wrong. But let's be mature and move on, you know. And we'll extend an olive loaf. And an olive leaf. And Jessel, you know, whatever. So they make up and she's like, well, I hope that we're okay because Bryn is sitting there telling me she honestly doesn't like you. And then we see a flashback to 5 minutes ago. And Jessel's like, what the fuck? Why is she masterminding the whole I don't like you nonsense?
And but Jessel decides she doesn't want to confront Bryn about this. Like, why are you saying something like this? But she's like, yeah,
because they know what she's doing. You know, that's why Bryn's so boring. They just all see her tricks and they're bored. Yeah. You know, they're just bored. So Erin's like, it's hurtful to hear that. You know, it's a lie, Erin. It's not fucking hurtful. So then Bryn's like, I literally not said anything to her about you. So Jessel is stirring a fake pot, and she says that Bryn loves to play chess. Yeah, and we saw how well she did it. She plays chess in real life as well as she's doing it on this show. She sucks! Get rid of her!
Yeah, so Uba's like, I don't think it's a good idea to have chocolate right now. So she's eating chocolate in bed, and Jessel crawls in, and Jessel's like, it really isn't, but you should do it anyway. Have that chocolate. She goes, you know what? Lion, don't worry what Chihuahua's talking about, which was her version of eagles don't fly with pigeons. And I appreciate it. Yes. I like that.
So now they wake up and Uba's meditating. We see thoughts popping in her head of everything happening around her, you know, and it was kind of funny. And she's like, I'm trying to collect myself, but then I'm like, nope, because Bryn sucks. And she's always trying to start it with Uba. And she's like, that girl's just annoying. So then we go to Erin and Rebecca's room. And I don't know. It's just little. They're all getting ready to go, you know. So then we go have coffee. Sai and Uba are talking and having some coffee. And then inside Jen and Raquel's room, they hear them outside and it wakes them up. I'm like, God, we're never going to be able to sleep. So Sai's like, maybe Bryn is being a hater. Well, anyway, my husband retired. Do you think I should get a sugar daddy?
Uba's like, no, you are the sugar daddy. I'd rather eat rice and beans and live in a 400 square foot thing than have a sugar daddy. Although,
which is why I'm dating a billionaire in Connecticut.
Who's building a room
just,
for me.
It just happened by chance.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
So Jenna looks out the window to see what they're talking about. And Jenna tells Raquel it's Uba and everything there. And Raquel's like, why would she be screaming at Sai? And Jenna's like, I don't think she's screaming at Sai. Sai's just the beneficiary. So Sai is like,
So how do you feel about her going after Jessel? And so Uba's like, I think that she's wrong. And why do you think that she came for Jessel? She's like, yeah, well, you know, yesterday Brynn and Aaron started talking about Jessel and Brynn. Brynn was basically like, Jessel's changed so much over the year, like, she can't ever hang out with her. So without Jessel, you know, trying to control her image, it's hard to hang out with her.
So Uba's like, I don't want to be associated with people who just talk behind people's back, you know? Like, what the fuck? And you should tell Jessel what they're saying about her and be supportive. And she's like,
yeah, I guess I'd like to phone a friend. Will you do it with me? Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, I mean, she checked me because I'm in a good place with Jessel. So why am I sitting out here talking shit, you know? So I don't want to hurt her feelings, but, you know, I also don't want to be roped into Brynn's bullshit again. But I guess I should talk to her, you know? So she's like, all right, let's go in. Yeah. So then in Brynn's room, Brynn's like, oh, my God, time to take a morning poop.
And Jessel's on the phone talking to Pavitt about the kids. And, you know, it's sort of like one of these reset moments. So now we go to the breakfast table and Raquel and Rebecca and Jenna and Aaron are there. And Aaron's like, can I just tell you guys, I'm so excited for the beach. And they're like, yeah, great. And Raquel's talking about the beach. And Jenna's like, I think we're going to have to keep Brynn on a lounge chair over here and Uba on a lounge chair over there and my vagina here in the middle. Wasn't that so funny, that photo, guys? It was so funny last night.
So then Uba, let me go back. So Raquel is talking about how perfect the beach is. She's like, I remember it from my childhood. Perfect white sands, clear blue waters, the most gorgeous beach you've ever seen. You're going to get local flavor, great music. It's just going to be a vibe. So she's setting up this promise. And then, so now they're eating breakfast and stuff. And people are like, Uba, are you good? And she's like, yeah. And Aaron's like, by the way, we all know that Brynn was poking at you. Yeah, you're a real good friend, Aaron.
Yeah, way to defend.
Take the lane. Fucking Aaron is just swerving all over the road. My God. So she's like verbally like Dorinda is physically. So Uba's like, why? What did I do? And she goes, honestly, nothing. It's just Brynn. She's picking at you. And so she's like, did I ever do her boyfriend? Am I taking something from her? I'm not talking to her. And they're like, well, why don't you go just talk? She's like, no, she's not worth my fucking time, you know? So then Sai's like, yeah, let it go. She'll never take accountability. Okay, then if you all know this, then why do you sit there and play into her every single time? Every time you guys let her do whatever she wants.
So then Uba says that she's like, you know, I played therapy for 6 months. I paid for therapy for 6 months for this girl. You know, and she told you guys, right? Didn't she say how much I helped her? And she talks about how Uba talked about last year when they were getting ready to go to BravoCon. She got a FaceTime from Brynn, and Brynn was having a really hard time with her family, and Uba had never seen her so broken, and, you know, she, like, Brynn needs to go home and take care of this situation, so Uba basically was like, I'll pick you up, I'll send you a car, you can call me, like, crying, whatever you need, so Uba kind of, like, swept in and helped out Brynn in her time of need around BravoCon.
And then the second the cameras start rolling, she turns on her, you know? So she's telling the girls, like, I pick my friends. I pick my happiness. Life is difficult, you know? Like, you can't stop your mom from dying. And when you go to the doctor and they say you have cancer, you can't stop that. And there's inevitable things in life. And you have to pick your circle. And you have to think what's important in life. And then Aaron stands up and starts crying because her mom, you know,
has cancer.
So I was like, oh, God. So everybody's like, uh-oh, you know? So then Uba immediately goes in and she's like, you know, sorry, I didn't mean it that way. And Aaron's like, you need to choose your words better, which all this is really sad. You know, I'm not going to give him shit for this. But yeah, she's like apologizing. And the girls are like, yeah, I don't think Uba meant harm, but yikes.
Yeah, because Aaron hasn't told everyone that her dad also was recently diagnosed with lung cancer. So she's just like going through it and super sensitive. And Uba's very sweet about it. And she's really like, you know, she's really comforting and she's showing real contrition. And I don't think Aaron even holds it against her, but like Aaron is like kind of devastated because it was like a little bit too real for her. So they're, you know, they have a nice scene of reconciliation there a little bit. And Aaron's just saying it was really tone deaf. And Uba's basically saying she needs to be more mindful with her words. So we go back to the table. And
Uba comes back and she's like, well, she's okay. She was okay. It was a little trigger. You know, I didn't mean it. And so they're like, where's Brynn? So now they start talking about Brynn. And Rebecca's like, I didn't think it was fair that she said that shit to you, Jessel. And Jessel's like, well, I don't understand the point she was making. Like, I'm not supposed to get my hair and makeup done for my birthday. I mean, who else goes to Chuck E. Cheese in a ponytail? It's disgusting. It's a disgusting thought.
Yeah. So Sai is like, well, you know, Erin, she may be sleeping. So, you know, you stood up for yourself last night, Jessel. That was good. And she's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I did. And Rebecca's like, well, I don't think it was fair that she said that shit to you. And Jessel's like, but I don't understand some of the points she was making. Like, oh, this is what you just said. Well, you know what? Well, we were briefly talking about it yesterday, and she feels like over the last year, you just changed as a person. She's like, I have absolutely not changed whatsoever. Do my teeth fit in my mouth? Not always, but I'm the same person still.
Yeah, she's like, whatever. And they're like, well, you should tell her how you feel. She's like, I will tell her. And so I was like, go off, Jessel. So then she's like, oh, she's saying, oh, really? Let's talk about people that have changed. Bryn brought her agent to my kid's birthday. Okay. I did not invite her agent to my kid's birthday, but sorry, enjoy the birthday cake. And that's kind of the saddest thing I've ever heard about Bryn. And it's a pile of sadness with Bryn. You know,
right.
But that's Bryn's significant other, is her agent to go to a party. So Bryn comes out and she's like, what are you talking about? Like you? She goes, yeah. So how have I changed as a person? You know, please entertain me. And Bryn's like, I didn't say you changed as a person. I just said it feels different. No, you said she changed as a person. You said she's a totally different person. Well, in what way?
Well, it just feels like there's a lot of
fucking photography. If they say photography one more time, I want to pull my face off watching this fucking show. So she's like, if you come to my house, is there a photographer? I've not changed as a person. And when you were egg freezing, I called you every day. And, you know, if I didn't care, I wouldn't give a shit. But I, you know, I do care about you. And that's why I take the effort to check in. And Bryn's like, you do. She goes, so what's your point? She's like, it's not that I said you're a bad friend. You're a great friend. It's just no one's saying you're a bad friend. It's just like I can't stand glam and you don't really love your husband. He's probably cheating on you anyway. So like,
So Sai's like, so she's like, yeah, maybe that's why I just like feel closer to like Erin. So Sai's like, oh my God, that was like shady. Bryn's like, it's just like a lot of photography. The birthday thing was like a lot. It's like, Bryn, you have to stop with this photography thing. This is a losing cause in the world of the Real Housewives. You're just never going to win by accusing someone of having too many photographers as if it's a bad thing. That is what people get on the show to do. They want to have that fame. They want to have
this. This is worse than the cheese fight. Just saying photography over and over again. What has happened to this show? This show sucks. This show sucks. I want to go stand in front of Bravo just screaming how much this show sucks. Stop it. Make this show better. Get rid of her. Do something. I don't care what you have to do, but this is painful. Stop saying photography. Stop it. So Jessel's like, well, since I was now Jessel has learned from these girls because now look what she turns it around into. But since I was like a baby, my parents used to like literally put me in Indian clothes on their bed and take photos of me with full cheeks and lipstick on my face. So now she's like, it's Indian culture that you're mocking. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. Which I was like, that was a very good turn for her. You know, I thought that was a pretty advanced move. And so Raquel's like, oh, it's part of the culture, everybody. It's part of the culture. So she blocks that line of questioning for the rest of the episode. Thank God.
Jessel's like, yes, you should see all my cousins or my kids. We just love dressing up. And so then Uber's like, oh, I can't wait for you to have a little girl. She's going to be a mini Jessel. And Bryn's like, yeah, it's going to be insanity. And part of me wondered, was that like a quiet, like dig at, like a subtle dig at Bryn, knowing that Bryn's trouble area is that she doesn't have kids. I couldn't tell if that was like Uber maybe trying to give like a little thing. And if it was, I would support it. So Uber, so now they go into the pool. We're in the pool.
I wouldn't support it. And I don't think that's what she was doing. I think she's saying because she knows Jessel wants to have a daughter. So Jessel's planning on having a daughter. That's why she has those eggs that she's talked about all season.
Mm. So in the pool with Sai and Uber is, there's like being silly. She's like, is that dog poop? And they're just like laughing, whatever. And they're just like.
So they have fun moments, right? They're like, oh my God, there's something in the pool. They're doing water aerobics. Hilarious. So now Bryn goes into Erin's room and Erin's still really upset. And we find out that her dad has lung cancer and that he was smoking. He's a smoker and he quit smoking. And then because he got lung cancer, but then he got cured and started smoking again and the lung cancer came back. And she's like, you know, I just don't have the same confidence because you don't get that kind of chance at life twice. You know, this is so sad, you know? And so they have a good moment talking about this stuff. And then it goes to Uba again. And she's like, well, I'm not talking to Uba. She can apologize. But here's this crazy thing. She won't apologize because in her mind, she thinks she's right. She does not owe you an apology, ma'am.
Yeah.
Uba didn't do shit to you.
Uba did nothing wrong. It was maybe a thoughtless. And Uba did. Uba went in and like, oh, are you talking about like Uba apologizing to Aaron, or are you talking about Uba apologizing to Brynn? Oh,
Brynn thinks it because of the woman you fucked somebody to get this job, which she didn't even say.
But no, no.
Brynn needs an apology for that and for all women. So then Aaron's like, oh gosh, you know, everything's going to be fine, but you know, I'm feeling things basically. So she's like, well, that's my job to make sure we have fun, right? I'm the fun one.
So now they head off to the beach. And Raquel's like, guys, ladies, we are going to L'Aquila. This is one of my favorite beaches. Sand, white as jewels, crystal clear oceans, emptiness, vast, just like you're in your own isolated, beautiful stretch of paradise. Is everyone excited to go to this beautiful, beautiful beach?
And then they start talking about how Rebecca's afraid of sharks. And she's like, they can smell your blood, you know? And so then are they going to go in the water? And she's like, no, there's sharks. So then they get to the beach and there's a setup. And Uba's like, oh, hell no, this beach is disgusting. There's like kind of like a little river going through the beach that she doesn't want to walk through because she thinks the water's too dirty. And then she's like jumping over it and missing it. And they're like, oh my God, why does she hate the beach so much? And this is when Uba turns, because so far I've been on Uba's side. But this, I was like, okay, you're making it hard, Uba, because she became a total asshole on this. She's like, this beach is disgusting. There's a dead pigeon. I won't even touch the water. And she just goes on and on. It's like, girl, you just heard her say this is like the most magical place from her childhood. Shit on it less, you know?
Yeah, she was, I mean, the beach does not look great. There literally is like, there's like a fish that's like flopping in in like a tide pool. There are like dead birds around. It's not great. And actually Uba went the nastier route, but then Uba does become a total diva. She's like, I beg of you, please do not swim. Everyone here, don't swim. I'm telling you right now, do not swim. I'm telling you right now. You know what, Uba? Like, okay, settle down. You sit on your chair. Let Brynn swim if she wants to swim. Let anyone swim if they want to swim. Like, we're on your side this episode, but like, don't push it.
She did. She just pushed it too far. It's like, disgusting, disgusting beach. Don't go in the water. I won't touch the water. It's like, oh, God. Just shit all over somebody's childhood memories. Why don't you? And also pigeons, right? I mean, pigeons really are a running theme through the season. I mean, it's crazy. It opened with pigeons, and still we've got a dead pigeon. I mean, what's that a sign of? You know?
Well, to be fair, pigeons are like crazy. Literally everywhere. Pigeons just like get into everything, and they die.
Yeah,
everywhere.
But it's crazy to have a pigeon theme that has run this deep through the season, and it's still going strong.
I'll tell you, those dead pigeons in the water, it was, you know. Uba does have some points here. She's not totally.
Well, if she had just said, like, this is kind of gross. There's a dead pigeon over there. This is not the beach, girl. Okay. But she's just going on and on. Don't go in the water. Don't go in the water. Disgusting. It's like,
oh. It was like a very sad public beach. It was a perfectly nice public beach, but it wasn't like Real Housewives elegance. You know, it really got sold like it was in like the tourism poster for Puerto Rico. And like this,
right? But it's not really about the beach, right? It's about this girl saying, like, this is my home that I'm kind of estranged from because my mother doesn't accept my homosexuality, and I'm coming all this way to make amends with my mother and show you a piece of my childhood. That's what it is. It's not the actual beach. So for you to like literally shit all over the beach over and over again nonstop is like,
yeah,
no.
All right, well, we'll see what happens next episode. We'll see how this beach situation pans out and further drama with the cast. We also get to see them synchronized swimming in a swimming pool next week too. So it'll be another grab bag of activity.
Yeah, fun times, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets a name from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's got a leg up, it's Beth Ani.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie, my favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Put on a kettle for Rebecca Weddle.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hey, Hotels.com here. Tired of living like a sardine?
The next station is...
We know a hotel where you can enjoy the open ocean. Book hotels with ocean views in the Hotels.com app. Find your perfect somewhere.